It's moved and seconded to approve the agenda as posted and circulated. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing, thank you. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the March 25th, 2021 meeting.
Mr. Chairman, staff had noticed a couple of minor typos within the document. If you chose to approve them, it would be as revised.
I make a motion to approve the minutes as revised.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the March 25th, 2021 meeting as revised. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. The next item is other business. We have six items of other business this evening. The first one being subdivision 2020-02, lands of Steve Axe Senior Subdivision, final subdivision plan.
This is a final subdivision plan to create two single-family lots off an existing 10-foot ingress-egress driveway and easement. The property is located on the northern side of Bunting Road, Sussex County Road 322. As required by the commission during the meeting of September 10th, 2020, the proposed lots will be subject to a shared-use maintenance agreement. The plan complies with Chapters 99 and 115 of the Sussex County Code. The tax parcel is District 133, Map 6, Parcel 56.11. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to 2020-02, lands of Steve Axe Senior Subdivision, I move for final approval of the subdivision.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2020-02, lands of Steve Axe Senior Subdivision as a final. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Milo's Haven, formerly known as Lakeland's change of zone number 1881, final site plan.
This final site plan proposes a residential planned community to consist of 41 single-family lots and 138 townhomes. The property is located on the north and northeastern sides of Lizard Hill Road, Sussex County Road 367A, and Pepper's Corner Road, Sussex County Road 365. This plan received preliminary approval from the Planning and Zoning Commission on August 22, 2019. Further to this approval, the plan has received all agency approvals and minor updates have been made. The plan complies with Chapters 99 and 115 of the Sussex County Code and all conditions of approval that have been established by the Commission. The tax parcels are District 134, Map 18, Parcel 38, and District 134, Map 19, Parcel 13.03. The zoning district is GR, RPC, General Residential Planned Community, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the final site plan for Milo's Haven, formerly known as Lake Lens, change of zone 1881.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve Milo's Haven, formerly known as Lake Lens, change of zone number 1881 as a final. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is subdivision 2018-18, Cannon Property Subdivision, revised preliminary subdivision plan.
This is a revised preliminary subdivision plan for a major cluster subdivision to consist of 70 single-family lots with access off Lighthouse Road, Route 54, and associated site improvements to include a dock, kayak launch, pool, and pool house. The Planning and Zoning Commission approved the preliminary subdivision plan for the development at their meeting of Thursday, November 29, 2018. The plans were updated in order to comply with the amended conditions of approval for previous conditions A, D, H, and M, which were approved by the Commission at their meeting of Thursday, December 10, 2018. The applicant is now seeking approval for the revised preliminary subdivision plan to meet all of the conditions of approval. The tax parcels are District 533, Map 20.19, and Parcels 97, District 533, Map 20, Parcel 20, and 21. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I will abstain from this.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the revised preliminary subdivision plan, 2018-18, Cannon Property Subdivision, with final approval subject to receipt of agency approvals.
Second.
The movement seconded to approve subdivision 2018-18 Cannon Properties Subdivision as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 4-0 with Ms. Wingate abstaining. Our next item is Americana Bayside, MRRPC Village A, Preliminary Amenities Plan.
This is a preliminary amenities plan for 1,160 square foot proposed pool and pool house amenity and a 767 square foot pavilion to be constructed within the existing Americana Bayside Village A residential plan community, RPC, with access off Creekside Crossing. An additional landscape plan has also been provided to show the location and nature of all proposed tree and shrub plantings for the amenities. The proposed amenities plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code and all conditions of approval. Tax parcel is District 533, Map 19, Parcel 36.00. The zoning district is MRRPC, Medium Density Residential, Residential Plan Community, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, I will abstain from this.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the preliminary amenities plan for Americana Bayside, MRRPC, Village A.
Second.
We moved and seconded to approve as a final the Americana Bayside, MRRPC, Village A amenities plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 4-0 with Ms. Wingate abstaining. Our next item is subdivision 2020-11, Cardinal Grove Subdivision, request to revise conditions of approval.
This is a request to amend the conditions of approval for the previously approved Cardinal Grove Subdivision. Specifically, the request is to strike condition C, of which a correction of notice was issued by the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control on March 10, 2021, and a corresponding response letter was drafted by Mr. Edward M. Lune, professional wetland scientist and Corp of Engineers Wetland Delineator of Environmental Resources, Inc. Mr. Lune's letter confirms that, one, condition C is written in error, two, that the Hammonaston sandy loam soil is not a hydric soil, and three, none of the three proposed stormwater facilities at Cardinal Grove as currently proposed occupy hydric soils or poorly drained soil types of any sort as determined by the USDA Soil Survey, its official hydraulic list, its soil descriptions, or ERI's site investigations. Both the correction of notice and the response letter have been included in the paperless packet for this evening's meeting. Tax parcel is District 234, Map 2, Parcel 1.10. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District.
So, Mr. Chairman, before Stevens, let's jump in on this one. A little bit of background on it. At the time that we had the public hearing on this subdivision, it was the PLUS review letter, had information in it from Denrec that talked about hydric soils and said where hydric soils were located on the site, and actually had a really specific statement that said a stormwater management pond is proposed within the area of hydric soils. Siting a stormwater management pond within hydric soils is not considered an environmentally acceptable practice by DENREC and will likely increase the potential for future flooding impacts while increasing nutrient and bacterial pollutant discharge to ground and surface waters. They had that specific objection to the design, and there was a letter that was submitted into the record from the USDA talking about the soils and with the soils map. Ms. Stevenson had asked me to help with the motion at that time based upon that statement in PLUS and also the soils map. Going back and looking at that soils map, it confirms what was in the PLUS statement. However, one of the areas on the map, it wasn't a complete map. It didn't show one of the designations of the areas. It didn't label it. Compounding that, though, was that really neither one of these items were addressed by the applicant during the hearing. There wasn't a corresponding, that I can recall, comment on that specific Denrec comment about stormwater management in these specific areas on the site. The applicants didn't address that, which left the only thing in the record, that plus comment, which was very specific. So now, as staff has said, I guess the applicant has gone back to, I don't know if it's to plus or to Denrec specifically. Anyway, Denrec has gone back now and clarified or amended their information that was set forth in the plus report, which I'm scrolling back to. Basically, and you have that in the packet, it was part of the electronic packet, deleting that one bullet that talks about the stormwater management pond and the location of it and changing some of the language elsewhere, and then adding Mr. Lanay's information, now addressing those concerns. So I want to delay that. I didn't want Ms. Stevenson to have to do that, because a lot of that came from conversations with me, but it also related to what was in the record and what wasn't in the record at the time of the public hearing.
Yeah. So, no, we had specifically asked about that, and he kind of glossed over it. So,
yeah.
Now it has been addressed.
It has been.
Very thoroughly. So with that in mind, make a motion to approve the request to the amend conditions of approval for 2020-11 Cardinal Grove subdivision.
Second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to approve the request for a revised condition of approval for subdivision 2020-11 Cardinal Grove subdivision as proposed. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Lands of Ennis, minor subdivision off a 25-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 26.06-acre plus or minus parcel of land for the creation of two lots plus residual lands, with parcel one having access off a proposed... I thought I confused this with something else. This is correct. So this is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 26.06-acre plus or minus parcel of land for the creation of two lots, plus the residual lands, with parcel one having access off a proposed 25-foot ingress-egress access easement. Parcel one will consist of 0.075 acres plus or minus. Parcel two will consist of 5 acres plus or minus, and the remaining lands consisting of 20.31 acres plus or minus. The parcel is located on the east side of Pyle Center Road, Sussex County Road 382. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code. Tax parcel is District 533, Map 5, Parcel 69.00. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, with regards to Lands of Ennis, I make a motion to approve the minor subdivision off 25-foot easement.
Second.
The move and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off the 25-foot easement for Lands of Ennis. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay. Moving